Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
I don't know if you ever do this. I'm just asking. This is more of a question. The answer is probably no from both of you guys because I'm a fucking weirdo. But like when I'm watching that shit, the webcam stuff, sometimes I imagine that they're doing it for me. Do you guys do that?
I think that's a point. That's like POV.
Oh, that
porn.
Is the point.
Yeah, that's like the big thing on like anything POV related.
You ever talk shit to yourself? You always go, wow. Fuck yeah, I'm going to kill it. Like you ever talk
while
shit?
While watching porn?
Yeah, like I'm sometimes I jack off. I'm like, fucking yeah. Like I pump myself up.
For who?
For my own enjoyment. I don't know. It gets me going.
Sometimes you remind me of Christian Bale in American Psycho.
Well, that's a compliment. Anyway.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't even like to make any noise. Like, I'm scared my neighbor will hear anything.
When you're having sex, you make no noise, huh?
No noise is
you're like a Prius.
You ever heard a Prius going up a steep incline?
Yeah, no noise.
It's a lot of... Yeah, that's me. I don't know.
I'm like a Mustang 5.0. I'm constantly making noises.
Yeah, but what are you just noises? Are you yelling or is it just grunts?
I'm yelling. I'm directing, telling her what to say and shit.
Goddamn, Quentin Tarantino movie over here. Oh,
goddamn, I'm making a motherfucking feature film.
Tarantino is really into feet, too.
I know, dude. This new girl I'm talking to has got the most beautiful fucking feet, bro. I swear to motherfucking God. If she for an entire day just fucking wore a blanket over the rest of her body and just showed me her feet, I don't give a fuck. I will make her eggs in bed just with her feet. Bitch, your feet are fucking amazing. Put them shits in yogurt. I love them. Oh my God, dude. They're all symmetrical and shit. Dude,
you say yogurt?
Yeah, I put them on yogurt.
Get out.
I love
feet in yogurt?
I don't care, dude. I came on one of her foots. It was great. Just
wait, did
that
you?
That would just piss me off. A nut on my foot.
Just I came on one because the other one was too busy in my mouth, bro. When it, huh? And then I came on one of them. Fuck! It was so hot, dude. Damn it! Fuck! It's so hot.
Anyways, American Psycho, Christian Bale, dude. I don't. There's not that much surface area to nut on the foot.
Oh, dude, I'm like Robin Hood.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I steal from the rich.
Give to the poor.
Yeah, but I mean, I put it in a place where I don't have to like, it's not like a football field away. I'm just, it's, you know, it's enough where I can just put it on there. And she was nice enough to just leave it there.
That's so wild.
I love it, dude. I don't know. I wish I knew. I know we talked about this 100,000 times, guys. I apologize. I don't know. I don't know, but it's so fucking hot.
And new merch. I didn't have a dad growing But I guess you can't fight the urge of what your body feels. Like, if that's what you're into, that's what you're into.
Yeah, I'm fucking into it, dude.
I mean, God. I get somebody, this one person on Instagram every couple of months will just DM me asking for how much of a picture to show my heel. And like, at first I thought it was a joke, but after like 4 messages, I was like, that's what really would get them going right now.
Yeah.
And they offer money.
How much?
$70.
That's a pretty good rate.
That's a so high. For this type of heel?
I think you got to go at least cameo rate though. You can't go under your cameo,
that's
right?
That's true. Gabe, can I have a picture of your heel for no specific reason?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what's hilarious? It's like that person does have no idea what the bottom of your heel looks. You could send I'll send you.
It's all them just like putting two and two together. Like, this is Trevor's heel.
What's the one body part that like gets you going if you could just look at that but one body part? You know what I mean? Like a tight stomach or is it just boobs and butt? Is that what it is? So if a girl was like, I'm going to show you one picture. One. I'm going to give
like
you one
just,
nude.
But like.
Just a part.
How
that's
cropped
it.
In? Because sometimes your favorite shit too cropped don't do anything.
That's what I'm asking. So it's just like one, just like two boobs, but that's it. It's cropped in. Or belly, cropped in. Butt, butthole, cropped in. Where we at?
And cropped in. Doggy style.
Cut, what do you mean?
Cut the cameras.
You said cut the cameras. What do you mean? It's just doggy style. So it's just doggy style?
Well, because I think just standing there is like, man, but you add like a position to it. Your mind can go like more like, oh, this is a sexual thing. Instead of like we were saying earlier, if you're Drake and you're performing, you see a pair of tits, you're not going to be like sexy. But if those tits are like perked up or something or like bent over in some way, it's more like, because that's essentially what the brain is doing. It's just applying it to your world. You're like, tits, me, mouth, boob, eat.
Yeah.
So like that. So you see an ass and you're like, oh shit, doggy style. Something like that.
No, I hear you. That's a great answer. It's positioned so it gives you more like sexual imagination to get there.
Correct.
Because people oddly sometimes send me just feet on my DMs and stuff, and I'm like, that doesn't do anything for me.
That's what I'm saying.
Just feet is weird. But like if you cross them over and have them hold like a lollipop or something.
Really?
If you have some feet holding a motherfucking lollipop,
you're gonna get so many goddamn lollipop DMs.
Maybe.
Why lollipop? That's kind of weird.
It's just things. What, you hold a churro? What are you?
Number two pencil?
Ice cream sandwich? I love ice cream sandwiches.
You're pretty hot.
Ice cream sandwich?
I just love them.
Oh my God.
Whoever the fuck put ice cream between two cookies, Nobel Peace Prize winner.
What is the cookie? Oh, is it? It's just a brownie. Look, is that what it is?
The classic both. One? Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic,
so it's just a thin ass brownie?
Yeah.
Well, it's both. Yeah. The classic one. Yeah.
I like the chocolate chip cookies.
You like Klondike barks? What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Zero. I fucking slap somebody.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Have you guys heard about the theory that for kids that are coming of age right now during the coronavirus pandemic, there's going to be a higher rate of people having like mouth fetishes because the mouth is now covered up by masks so often that people are going to start associating it as like a hidden sexual thing.
Yo.
Damn, 2020 girls gone wild. They got stars over the mouth.
Right, yeah.
That's pretty hot.
I mean, it is what you can't see. That's what you want.
I mean, people out here with fucked up teeth are winning right now. Up mouth game are winning.
You know what? I just thought of something.
Oh, I know.
The only other person that I know with like a real, real intense foot fetish but they're also an East Coast person.
Yeah.
Do you guys spend, because it's colder there, do you guys not see people's feet as often growing up? Whereas like, we're both from California.
I've seen feet everywhere.
Feet
Football
everywhere.
Field, beach, motherfucking Kmart.
Yeah.
That's the most hidden part.
Yo, is there less foot fetishes in the West Coast because you see feet more often?
I would say
often.
So. That's some New York shit. You strip down 19 layers and then you get... like the person, you know?
I'll tell you what the worst ever is though. During the wintertime in New York, first of all,
everybody's sweaty.
First of all, you're walking around. Then you got so much clothes on because it's fucking freezing. Then you get back and then you're fucking at the bar dancing around.
Well, it's like you're hot and then you're cold. You're hot. So it's like, it's like caking up, I almost feel like.
And then you get back to the house and you're trying to see them feet and you get the socks off and it's a vial. It's a fucking
What about
swamp.
The rest of the body parts for us normal people?
What do you mean? Hold on. Did you slip in the fact that I'm not normal?
No. I was just trying to throw in a banger and then it didn't hit. You know, in like at stand-up shows and like somebody says something like stupid in the crowd and you like throw back a quick little like remark, a little heckle, and then the audience isn't on board. You're like, am I a dick right now?
Dude, it happens all the time. All the time. I literally have to be like, guys, I'm joking.
Table four, I love you. But like, so I'm saying, wouldn't that be like the junk for guys and girls? You're walking around a club. You got fucking the tights on with under the jeans to keep you warm. And then you finally get back to the place and it's like, it's just been cold and hot and cold and hot and cold and hot. It's marinating in there.
Yeah, it's
too
like,
much.
Bitch smell like hot dog water. Why you smell like hot dog water? Have you ever smelled hot dog water?
Yeah.
Gross.
I'm just saying, is New York worse than...
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, I guess it's bad everywhere.
No. Sometimes it is.
State got the best smell on
San Diego.
Think?
I don't know. Every woman at San Diego looks so clean to me.
Really?
No.
I don't know. I feel like a little sandy.
Okay. But fucking beach sex, disgusting. You?
I've only done it once.
Trash. Gabriel?
Yeah, I've done it once.
Trash.
Yeah.
But I didn't get in the sand. I was just standing.
I didn't have a blanket. I got all up in the sand. Sand mite bites everywhere. I thought I had fucking some type of STD.
You just lay down in the sand?
Yeah, and dude, I was wasted. I was fucking.
She's like, you're like, get your finger out of there. She's like, I'm standing up. Like, what? This is a sand crab.
Oh,
like,
shit. Yeah! Oh, fuck. Come on,
sand
at
crabs freak me out.
Yo, hell sand out, you little crab freak got bitch. Hella feet, though.
That is somehow the grossest thing you've ever said on this
never.
Podcast.
Never. Sand crabs, it's not even the top 50.
Fetishizing a sand crab's feet, disgusting.
Not. It's not even the top 50. Can't be. It can't be.
I'll put a top 36.
There we go. I'll take that.
Was this all the same update? Was this about balls?
Yeah, that was the balls one. We got one more update if he's going to
do it.
This is from Brett Westerman, who says, call back to Patreon episode 35.
Oh, that one.
Michael was talking about getting energized after nutting. And Brett says, I play college baseball, and there's hella dudes that can't play a game without nutting first, so he's not alone.
I thought you weren't supposed to jerk off.
Yeah, that's how I thought, like, I thought, boxing.
Like, boxes.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny. Right as you win, you know how they're always like, we're going to go to Disneyland. Right as you win, it's like, what are you going to do? I'm a nut.
He goes, oh, I'm done.
I did it. Oh, goddamn, goddamn. Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you gotta sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.